Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour five of the G-Bag Nation. We got a half hour to Rangers pregame tomorrow in Argyle at Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. Come out. It's going to be a party, and all Tolos are going to get a $25 gift card. All new customer Tolos, $25 gift card tomorrow off 377 in Argyle. It's time now for some sports. Here's Wolchek.
Let's do it, baby. It is time for a TD Tuesday, the best calls in all of college football and the National Football League. Take it away.
Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. Boom shakalak. TD Tuesday shakalak.
We start Sunday night football with the Vikings and the Falcons. This was a battle of disgust. Defenses getting it done right up until not Bijan Robinson found pay dirt.
We're going to hand it to Algier, and Tyler Algier scores standing. Minnesota might have let him score.
I think they did.
But Tyler Algier goes in with his first score of the year and his 11th career rushing touchdown.
Just love that exchange. They might have let him score. Man, I think they did.
Falcons Radio with the call.
West Durham on that call.
Let him on in there. There we go. Falcons Radio. All right, let's go to one of our favorite broadcast booths in all of the NFL. That would be Cincinnati.
Oh.
And for one final time, probably in the 2025 season, Joey Burrow was throwing TDs to his old buddy Ja'Marr Chase.
Third down and goal. The ball is in between the 3 and 4 of Jacksonville. Burrow looking for Chase. Slant.
Nice.
Touchdown. Nice. Ja'Marr Chase cutting inside of Tyson Campbell from the left. He's doing the gritty, and the Bengals have scored.
I hope we still get to see that gritty this year. I might have Ja'Marr Chase in a couple of fantasy leagues.
It might be a little played out. I mean, when every 8-year-old in the world's doing the gritty, I think you got to find something new.
At some point, you got to pivot.
Man.
Yeah, you're going to have Ja'Marr Chase versus Justin Jefferson, right?
Yes.
This weekend, both catching balls from backup quarterbacks.
Carson Wentz versus Jake Browning, the matchup we've all been calling for.
Thank you, Bengals Radio, for the call. Now we head to Detroit, where they were dancing all over the Bears, and Goff was toting that Brock.
First and goal from the 8 for the Lions. Up 14-7, looking for more. Goff takes, play action fake, throws left side, wide open. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Brock Wright! Brock Wright! Left side!
Strong side!
Left side.
Strong side.
Everybody was wondering. It's one of the more frustrating things in the world when you see a guy catch or run in a touchdown, and you're like, nobody's
there.
Nobody's getting fantasy credit for this.
No, oh, yeah. That helps no one.
Yeah. That's a guy, Dan Miller.
Dan's
good. We interviewed him before. Remember him, Eric, from the Lions?
Oh, yeah. He's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
That's a very excited booth
him
there.
And Lomas Brown.
Let's go to Duval. Trevor Lawrence finding, man, one of my draft crushes, Space Shell Tootin.
Second down, 7 from 8. Trevor drops, looking, screens it out to the left side. That's Tootin. Made a man miss, got it to the 5-yard line, into the end zone, touchdown. Bashel Tootin made a terrific move after catching it and then exploded into the end zone, and Jacksonville has retaken the lead.
A little good explosion.
Yeah, same
into the
here.
End zone.
Right into the end zone, and Trevor Lawrence and Liam Cohen having like a weird exchange.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff. And then, have you seen the Brian Thomas Jr.? Like, he's got alligator arms all of a sudden. People are calling him now like he's scared to catch the ball.
Why is he not going in the middle and catching it anymore?
Because he was so damn good last year.
Yeah, he was phenomenal last year.
He can have nice things there in Duval.
All right, let's head to Miami, where the New England Patriots are, of course, going to get the dub. And shocker alert, Antonio Gibson still lives.
What?
And he's returning kicks.
On the Patriots?
For touchdowns.
Gibson on the run to the 20, to the 25 with a cut inside the 30. He bounces away near side to the 45, 50,
Gibson to the 35 of Miami.
You're 30. Kidding me.
15, 10, 5. He goes the distance.
No
touchdown,
flags.
Patriots.
No flags.
A somersault.
I mean, every once in a while you get a surprise TD situation and you're always excited about it. I think that wins surprise TD of the week. Not only the player, yeah, but the way he went about getting it done. Really impressive stuff there from Antonio.
I remember my first surprise TD. I was about 14 years old.
Yeah.
Up at Ski Bowl, some spring skiing just short of government camp, yeah, Oregon. And they decided that in 60-degree weather, it'd be a great time to have a wet T-shirt contest on the upwards deck off the side of their beer tavern thing.
Some gold slugger going on here.
And this gal wanted to make extra sure she won.
Hell yeah, she did.
You know? So you said, hell with the wet T-shirt. Take a look at these puppies.
That's what we're talking about. Competitor.
I was so glad my dad was waiting for us in the minivan at that time. We're not going anywhere.
You appreciate the Warlocks.
All right, let's go to San Francisco where we have breaking news. Greg Papa.
Is he back?
He is not back. He is on a leave to focus on his health. I listened to San Francisco's call and was like, this is not our guy. Well, we've got a rotating group when it comes to who's filling in at play-by-play. So every TD Tuesday, maybe we can judge which one we think is the best. Here's number one, Mackie Jones. That's right, Mac Jones to Christian McCaffrey.
Jones from the gun, the snap, looks right, looks, throws, end zone! Christian McCaffrey, back of the end zone, right side, perfect pass by Mac Jones, just floated it in there, and cue the Mark song, it's the return of the Mac baby.
It's the return of the Mac baby. Problem is, I don't know which one this is.
I think that's Guy Haberman.
Okay, Guy Haberman is one of the guys filling in. So
we're going
to go with Guy then. That's Guy Haberman. Yeah. They're also going to have Justin Allegri, Troy Clarity, Carlos Ramirez and Jack Smith filling in. So get well soon,
Greg. Goodness gracious. All right. Well, we got a little Monday Night Football action. This will probably be our favorite call. This is old Gene Deckeroff.
Oh, Gene.
Fire him, Cannon. Fire him. Back. I'm back.
He's deep in his bag here.
Bucky Irving, the setback. Left side hip. Good snap. Gets the pass away. Caught ball by Emeka Obuka. Inside the 10. The 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Obuka does it again. 3 touchdowns in a game and a quarter.
Can we just go back real quick, Jake, to where, you know, Obuka catches the ball? Just that, where your brain is probably going faster than what Gene's mouth could do, and I don't know what he said here.
Good snap. Gets the pass away. Caught ball by Emeka Obuka. Inside the 10. The 5, 3, 2, 1. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Obuka does it again. 3 touchdowns in a game and a quarter.
Absolute star.
He better get comfortable with that name.
Yeah. Ooh, that's going to be said a lot there in Tampa Bay. They found themselves a good one. All right, let's
Sounds like a retirement game to me. That's Willie Mays in the outfield.
Let's go ahead and bye-bye.
Father Time catching up to Decker.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Off.
All right, no chance.
Let's skip to LSU for Brian Broaddus's Tigers, and we had a college pick six tutty.
Lagway by his lonesome takes the snap, looks left, quick fire, intercepted at the 43-yard line. Coming near side, it's a race to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Fighting Tigers. Touchdown, Deshaun Spears. His second pick of the night, 59 yards. And the Tigers, with the pick six, make it 19-10.
The great Chris Blair on the call.
I love a good pick six.
Just blaring through
college
the speakers.
TD.
Yeah, pick six, college TD is amazing. We do actually have our first thick six
of the season.
We have a pick six.
We will get to that here momentarily.
Okay, we'll wait.
We got to get to the Golden Domers and those Aggies playing spoiler.
Fourth and goal from the 11-yard line. Down six, 40-34. Concepcion in motion from right to left. The shotgun snap, Marcel. Throws. End zone. Caught!
Touchdown!
Touchdown! Nate Borkature! We're tied! An extra point to come!
And that was a heck of a finish right there. There was a clear missed holding call where the Notre Dame, I believe, linebacker was blitzing in. And he just gets completely tackled. But, hey, that's just the way football goes sometimes. Congratulations to Marcel Reed and company.
Shout out to the great Andrew Monaco.
Andrew Monaco. Dave Elmendorf, who's been there for a long time.
All right, let's go to Rocky Top. They did not win the game, but Joey Aguilar was finding Braylon Staley.
Play fake. Blitz coming. Aguilar floats it deep downfield. Man is wide open. Staley at the five. Staley into the end zone. Touchdown! Big Arch! He got lost. He got free. He got gone.
He got lost. He got free. He got gone.
I appreciate a guy who appreciates a good old-fashioned TD the same way that that guy just
did. Gosh, that was exciting.
That was a really fun call.
Okay, you know who that is? That's Mike Keith.
He did it. That was a good call.
He used to be
the former Titans guy. That's right.
Tennessee Titans. He went back. He went back to be work for his alma mater.
Yes.
So, that's Mike Keith right there.
Strong call.
Yeah.
All right.
Remember him? Touchdown, Titans.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, let's close it down with our first thick
Brad
six of the year.
This is Brad. He had some good calls.
This is going to be the TV call of USC's 6'5", 360-pound defensive tackle, Jamal Jarrett, just rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Brown, heavy pressure, hit as he throws. It's intercepted. Picked off by Jamal Jarrett, the big guy, rumbling his way. He's going to take it all the way for a touchdown, USC. 360 pounds, lumbering 70 yards for the touchdown.
Gosh. Brad Nessler?
Yeah, good old Brad. That's Nessie. On ESPN.
On the NBC Big Ten Network kind of thing?
Nothing gets Brad's Nessie all fired up like a big old juggy TD
A thick six like that? That's how TD Tuesday is made to be.
Thank you, boys. Love it. A TD Tuesday is in the books once again. G-Bag Nation, we got Rangers pregame coming up in 18 minutes. Some developing news situations through the afternoon and keys to victory coming up next year on The Fan. All right, welcome back, Nation. We got a few minutes here till we get to the Rangers pregame segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Come on out to Argyle tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits there. And every new Tolo that joins them out there gets a free $25 gift card. That's for all new Tolo's customers. We'll have Dan's Bagels out there, Argyle Cigar and Smoke. And it's going to be a party tomorrow. All right. Merrill Kelly, in his career against the Houston Astros, three career regular season starts, 0.93 ERA, 0.93 whip with 18 strikeouts and 19 innings. I'm not a math major, but it looks like all he's given up there to Houston over his career is just a couple of solo dongs. It's about it, or maybe 1 3-run shot, but he has been very good. You want Kelly back next year, right? That's the top priority when we get to free agency.
Yeah, I would like Merrill back. I wonder what the cost will be. Yeah, I mean, I think it'll depend probably on the money. Tyler Mahle will also be a free agent. Mahle's supposed to get back into the lineup this weekend, according to CY when he was with us yesterday. But, yeah, Merrill Kelly's a big-game player, so I'd love to have him back in the fold.
Yeah, he had the only win for Arizona in the World Series, but he also had the best Korean World Series game for his team as well.
Yeah.
They won the championship when he was over there in Korea. He joined us a couple of weeks back for the player show. Yordan Alvarez out with a sprained ankle, Wolchuk. How big of a deal is this?
It's huge. It's absolutely massive. I mean, listening to Boach driving home yesterday on the pregame, I mean, that was the key to the series. How were they able to limit Yordan Alvarez doing damage? Well, now he's not a part of the series, but he's also now not going to be with Houston, I would say, probably the rest of the year. I'd be stunned if he's able to get back. I mean, this thing does not sound good. So what does that do for their offense now as they try and keep pace with the Rangers and hold on to that wild card spot?
Boach getting absolutely torn up on social media. Some people saying we don't want him back. I just think you're in a no-win situation when it comes to, do you stick with the guys or do you go with different guys? You know, that have played well. I don't know how you have Hellman entirely out of a lineup, but I think there's well thought out reasons for their decisions. But, you know, putting Hellman on the bench, leaving Leiter in there for the seventh inning, your bullpen is taxed. You need Leiter, and he'd been on fire. And then the third base coach, Tony Beasley, not his fault.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe some managers would have moved on from Beasley, but
100%. I don't think Bees, bless his heart, he's an outstanding human being. I don't think he's a very good third base coach.
If the Rangers miss the postseason, will you watch any of this stuff? Will you hate watch the Astros? Are you interested in Dodger dominance?
I'll follow. I don't know how much I'll actually be watching start to finish.
I mean, it's football season.
Yeah. Kind of hard. It's going to have to be on a non-football night for sure.
All righty. Well, Rangers pregame. Look at this. We're just 20 seconds away now. Thanks to Jacob Ray filling in for Lucius Alexander today. Did a hell of a job. Salute to Wolchuk and Schiafalo and Brian Broaddus. Now, tomorrow, again, you're going to want to join us out there in Argyle. It's going to be a heck of a time, and there's all sorts of giveaways and freebies and food trucks that are going to be out there making sure you have the best time possible. So until tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Rangers pregame is next here on 105 Through the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.